Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Hello, I'm Gordon Smart, and this is the Evening Show podcast. Producer Vin's here. Hello, Vin.
Hi, man. You alright?
Oh, it's good to see you. You're a sporadic man in my life.
I saw you the other day. I saw you at the park stage, didn't I?
Can I tell you a little story very quickly?
Go on.
I met Vin at Glastonbury. He had a female companion.
What are you going to say about this?
And we spent a nice time in the afternoon. We had a lovely couple of hours wandering around. And your female companion said to my missus after 2 hours, "So what is it Gordon does?" Had you not mentioned to her that we spend 6 days a week together?
No, I don't really talk, to be honest.
I like it, Vin. I like your style. So this week's podcast is all about a big Glastonbury debrief and also classic albums Monday night. We looked at Hot Fuss by The Killers, which seems appropriate given their amazing performance, their guest performance down at Worthy Farm. Hope you enjoy.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. If you're a regular, welcome back to the comfort of my warm Scottish bosom. Sounds wrong, doesn't it? That's horrible. Now, I'm a huge fan of fantasy football. Every year I waste hours trying to replicate the managerial prowess of my fellow countrymen, like Sir Alex Ferguson, but Kasabian, who are also obsessed with football themselves and fantasy football, have come up with a brilliant rival to the game based on their back catalogue. Now, bear with me, this takes a bit of explaining, but I think I've just about got it sussed. Now, this is Serge written all over, right? Huge football fan, great player himself. For anyone who hasn't played fantasy football, what you can do is select a 4-4-2 formation. That's four defenders, four midfielders and two strikers, plus a goalie. Kasabian have selected songs from their five albums which best represent those positions on the pitch. Hopefully that makes sense. So as an example, Fire, their big track, is always going to be a finisher, so that sits in the options for attackers. Now, I hope that makes sense. So I could have given you a 22-man squad, but let's just stick to the rules. Time doesn't allow. Here is my Kasabian fantasy football starting 11.
Radio X.
Now, in goals, I've gone for LSF. Normally a bit of an encore track, but I definitely think that's a solid goalie with a little bit of flair. Maybe a bit of Rennie Higuita about it. In defence, I've gone for Cut Off, Fast Fuse, ID and Reason is Treason. That's a solid back four. In midfield, Bless This Acid House, a mercurial, talented midfielder there. 16 blocks. That song's got a bit of whistling in it, which is appropriate for football. 24-7. And in your love with a psycho, you need a little bit of Gaza. You need a little bit of Roy Keane. You need a little bit of a character in midfield. And that track provides it from the latest album. And then up front, Clubfoot and, of course, Fire. What a song that is. Going to score you an awful lot of goals. So there you go. That's my Kasabian fantasy football starting 11. If you want to put your own team in, or maybe even send it to me tonight, 83936. And at Radio X, just look up Kasabian fantasy football and I'm sure you will find it on the magic of the internet. Right, okay, here's a bit of Kasabian for you right now. Bless This Acid House.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
So every Monday night we look back at an album that we love here at Radio X. We've done a few great ones over the last few weeks, but tonight, one that's very special and pertinent given what happened at the weekend at Glastonbury, one of the greatest surprises. We're looking back tonight at The Killers and Hot Fuss from June the 7th, 2004. And if it was a child, it would have just turned 13. It's a teenager, that album, which is terrifying. But anyway, yeah, I've got to look back a little bit at last week when I had Brandon Flowers on the show. He joined us on FaceTime from New York. And it was burning a hole in my pocket. I had a very good idea they were doing Glastonbury. We asked him about it. He gave us a nod and a wink, but didn't confirm anything. And I tell you what, it was a magical, magical performance. And so much of that set at Glastonbury at the weekend was looking back to Hot Fuss, because that album was jam-packed with absolutely brilliant festival hits. So just think back to that time in 2004, 2005. The album went to number one very, very quickly. Spent 2 weeks there. Not bad at all for a debut album, by the way. Then it stayed in the album chart for 247 weeks, which is absolutely ridiculous. That's 4.5 years. Throwing it in beside 20... Well, I'm trying to think of the other albums it's thrown in beside. What's the Story, Morning Glory, Thriller, Nevermind, Dark Side of the Moon, all of those huge, huge albums. And it's one of the top 25 longest charting albums in the history of the albums chart, which is quite an achievement for the Vegas Boys. Came out on Island Records, and it was absolutely amazing, considering it was a debut album. Think about this for a track list. Jenny Was a Friend of Mine, Smile Like You Mean It, Somebody Told Me, all these things that I've done, and Mr. Brightside. And Mr. Brightside, what a song that is, thrown into every single indie DJ set that you will ever hear played. And it's not a bad finisher, actually. Producer Joe You're not the biggest fan of it, are you?
Oh, are you going to tell people?
I'm going to tell people
that.
That
means I'm going to get hate now, doesn't it?
Not at all.
Because everyone loves that song.
No, I don't know. I think some people might. John, I think it's a nailed-on classic, and it's almost the kind of song you can finish a set with, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You can't take that away from it. I do. I appreciate it from that point of view. It's just not my favourite on the album.
Oh, you're a hard man to please. So rarely is that song played without producing a complete dance floor full of people screaming the lyrics. It was nominated for both a Brit and a Grammy Hot Fuss, and it was 43rd in Rolling Stone's 100 Best Albums of the Decade. And it belongs there, I think. It definitely belongs there. The album has sold something in the region of 7 million copies worldwide. All the performances in the album are fantastic, but how about Brandon Flowers? What an arrival that was when he burst on the scene, strutting around with his feather epaulettes, like a scrawny wee guy from Las Vegas with his incredible voice pumping out. But the keyboards as well played a big part, and somebody told me it really did leap out at the time. And I was thinking back to, I remember in 2005, one of the most incredible events that year was Live 8, if you remember back. And the Killers were part of that on their debut album after only a few singles. And if you think about the company they were playing alongside, they were alongside McCartney, U2, Pink Floyd. It really was special to be included amongst them. And I remember thinking at the time, it looks like they've been doing this all of their lives. They were outstanding. They really performed brilliantly. They did all these things that I've done, which stood out as one of the highlights of the day from my recollection. So we're going to play a couple of songs back to back. This is what we do to celebrate a classic album. Tonight, it's Hot Fuss and The Killers all the way from 2004. Two songs back to back. First up, somebody told me, and then Jenny was a friend of mine.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X.
That was brilliant, taking me right back to Killers on Saturday. I loved that. Jenny was a friend of mine, and somebody told me before that, from Hot Fuss 2004, a brilliant Killers album. I tell you what, they were really special at Glastonbury. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Just listening back there, Jenny was a friend of mine. That was the opening track to the album. But believe that, I still can't believe this, it wasn't actually a single. Become equally as popular as all of those singles. You hear it on the radio all the time, and it's brilliant, even now. Somebody told me before that, that was the single release for the album after Mr. Brightside. And if you don't know the story, it was behind that was Brandon Flowers talking about chatting a girl up in a nightclub, which is relevant to the latest single, I'm the Man, which is all about him talking about his swagger, shall we say, back in 2003-2004.
Oh, he's still got it though.
He's got a lot of swagger, isn't he? He's got a lot. Loved that quote on stage as well when he got on. He said, they say artists play the John Peel stage twice in their career, once on the way up and once on the way back down. Well, it's great to be back. And then off they went. It was sensational. What else can I tell you? Critically speaking, many have compared and drawn similarities from The Killers with Duran Duran, The Cure, and lyrically speaking with Brandon's hero, Morrissey. I'm saying there's quite a lot of Brian Ferry in there as well, and the new material is very exciting. Cannot wait to hear that new album. So I had Brandon Flowers on the show last week and secretly knew they were playing Glastonbury, and I had a very good idea of when. So I managed to ask them a question without giving the game away. But even though I knew that, I still never managed to get into the tent to see them perform, and I was there an hour before. So this is me asking Brandon Flowers about touring, kind of getting to the point that they were playing Glastonbury. Do you feel apprehensive about going on the road again, or do you have the same excitement you had 17, 18 years ago?
No, it's I just keep loving it. It just keeps the crowds keep growing, and the crowds are more and more familiar with the music, and it's just I love doing it. I'm lucky. I have the best. I mean, I know it sounds silly. I have the best job in the world, and I just love it.
If you want to hear a little bit more of Brandon Flowers from that interview last week, then download the Evening Show podcast. Just type my name in Gordon Smart in all the usual places, and it will magically appear. I'd love to know how many people turned up to see The Killers at Glastonbury. It was quite a ferocious crowd, shall we say. There was a big old turnout there. If you've got a suggestion for another classic album in weeks and months to come, make sure you get in touch 83936 and at Radio X.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
There's a story doing the rounds today that Ian Brown of legendary Stone Roses fame is working on new solo material. His sixth solo album came out back in 2009, but now he's finished the stadium dates with the Roses, there's a lot of chatter about him being back in the studio working on number 7. So you can imagine even more is being said now about the Roses coming to an end, and it was all sparked by the end of the Roses show at Hampden Park in Glasgow last Saturday when Ian said, "Don't be sad it's over, be happy that it happened." There's been nothing official about the future of the band, who've released two new singles, All For One and Beautiful Things, since they got back together. but you get the sense that this could really be it. If you want my thoughts, I have to say I think the days are over for the Roses as we know it, at the as the current four-piece stands, but who knows, maybe they'll have a little shuffle around, I don't know. But aren't we all totally at peace with it? I certainly am. I think it's the best way that they could possibly bow out. Those dates, those shows were outstanding. And if you went to Heaton Park, if you went to see them in Manchester last year, if you were in Leeds the other night, they played brilliantly, and it's a great way to sign off. And my view is, if there's no new music to release, then it's good that they're not going to be going out and trotting those songs out over and over again, kind of like a madness, just bashing out the greatest hits. It's great that they signed off where they are. So we'll see what happens, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a brilliant new Ian Brown solo album on the way. I cannot wait for that. So here is some classic Stone Roses. This is Love Spreads, absolutely epic, here on The Evening Show on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Listening to the Monday Night Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart, and you can hear from my voice that I'm still suffering a little bit from the Glastonbury exploits of the weekend. And I'm going to apologise now because the next little section is going to be full of appalling name dropping. That is an apology, but you know what? It was quite a special Friday night, and I'm going to go through all of those names now. Looking back to a little bit of Smart on Sunday back in the day, where we used to make a little feature out of this and a little thing we called Flash Gordon. Yeah, a little feature named after appalling name dropper. I used to be the showbiz editor of The Sun. I used to meet famous people. It's the only way we could think about doing it without sounding like I was blowing my own trumpet. But here we go anyway. I'm going to play a trumpet solo with some of that celebrity name dropping. Friday night, got down to Glastonbury. Went to see Royal Blood, first of all, and then disappeared off up a hill in a Land Rover with Mr. Noel Gallagher. That's one straight away, Noel Gallagher. So I watched the Q&A he did before they played the Oasis documentary. And then things got really out of hand, and we ended up down the rabbit hole with some very famous people. Now, I had to rely heavily on my wife to remind me about half the people we met, because I was in quite a special place. But some of these names are outstanding. Mr. Bradley Cooper was there. Yeah, thoroughly unimpressed when I reminded him that we once drove the A-team van down the red carpet at Leicester Square. How about that for an experience? But he just looked baffled as I was shouting A-team van at him in a Scottish accent. Then I had a chat with Sienna Miller on the dance floor, who looked equally as baffled by the Scottish man shouting at her about nights out we'd had out back in 2003 and 2004. Then how about this for a celebrity name drop from Glastonbury? Brad Pitt. He was doing a really weird thing. Every time somebody came up to shake his hand, he'd grab the top two fingers, so the index finger and your middle finger, and he'd shake them. What an unusual, unsettling thing to do. But I had a drunken conversation with Brad Pitt about Glasgow architecture. There you go. Then spent most of the night wandering about with Mr. David Beckham and his son Brooklyn. Come on, Joe. Come on. You don't have to do a lot, Joe. Just press the button. Come on. There you go. That was for Brooklyn Beckham. It was really... There's a picture that you'll find on the Radio X social feeds of me very drunk with David Beckham, and he's gesticulating about the size of the Scottish sausages that were available. You'll know what I mean when you see that picture. And one last name, a lady that I was slightly awestruck by because she's gorgeous and beautiful and pouting and fragrant and great fun, and one of the cleanest people that was at Glastonbury this year, Miss Liv Tyler. Hey, there you go, finishing off with Liv Tyler from Lord of the Rings. She goes out with a friend of mine, Dave Gardner, and she was on fine form. Had a great night, lost in the southeast section of Glastonbury. And anybody who's been down there will know it really is pretty dark through the night there. But there you go, some name drops for you. That was Glastonbury Friday night, bad behaviour through into Saturday. None of them will ever remember meeting the man from Radio X, but I will always remember what I can't remember, if that makes any sense at all. What a great night. Right, here is the Saturday night Glastonbury headliner, Radiohead, and I promise on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, we've got a long, long association here with the brilliant people at the wonderful charity War Child. It's the specialist charity that supports children affected by conflict across Africa, Asia and the Middle East. Now, War Child are making a final call for volunteers who want free tickets to the Wilderness Festival this summer whilst doing their bit for the cause. There are only a limited number of stewarding vacancies left, so you'll have to move quickly, and there's just over a month to the start of the festival in August. Everyone who signs up will get free entry and a meal voucher per shift, which sounds like an absolutely incredible deal. You'll be able to see the lineup there, which is pretty good too. Two Door Cinema Club, Grace Jones, First Aid Kit, and Michael Kiwanuka, amongst loads of others. Now, for anyone keen to sign up or know more, all information is on the War Child website, warchild.org.uk/festivals, or on the War Child Festival Facebook page. Go and check it out. Get involved. Right, here are the headliners. Two Door Cinema Club, What You Know on Radio X.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, as you will hear from my Scottish brogue, I love a Scottish festival. Tea in the Park, I think I've been over 20 times in the past couple of decades. And sadly, that festival no longer exists. But there is a new one, Transmit. It starts next weekend and it's going to be epic. Biffy Clyro, Kasabian and Radiohead headlining. It will be special on Glasgow Green. But the festival organisers have done something brilliant, actually. They've got some new acts, some fresh acts to play songs by the festival headliners to celebrate what's happening next weekend over the 3 days at Glasgow Green. So B Charlotte are playing King Tut's and they're doing a little bit of Biffy Clyro's Machines. They've got Jerry Cinnamon, who's a local artist. He's doing a bit of music by Catfish and the Bottlemen. And then the Van Tees covering some Radiohead as well in that iconic venue, King Tut's, which has seen some amazing gigs over the years. And in fact, it's almost 21 years, I think, to the day since Oasis were first spotted by Alan McGee and they got signed. So it all makes perfect sense. Transmit next weekend is going to be something special.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, a few weeks ago, we had Royal Blood Night. I had Mike Kerr and Ben Thatcher, and we played loads of tracks from a gig in Amsterdam. Then John Kennedy went through the album track by track with him. How Did We Get So Dark? It was a really special night. It was great having the boys into the studio. And it's amazing now, looking back at it, what they had lying in store down at Glastonbury. I went to see them on the Friday night, and I was just getting warmed up for the weekend, and it really did blow my socks off. It's not only one of the best Glastonbury performances I've ever seen, probably in my top two, maybe even the best, but it's one of the best festival headlines, the best festival slots I have ever seen. It was unbelievable. Ben Thatcher's drumming, just incredible. Standing on his drum stool, holding the crowd. Two proper rock and roll stars. They really are the next generation who will be passed the baton to look after that great heritage we have in this country of brilliant rock stars. And Mike Kerr was just mesmerising playing his bass guitar. I found out a little bit of the science and how he manages to do that. It was incredible. He really is a coordinated man, managing to get two octaves above on his lead guitar, all sorts of octaves below on his bass guitar. He really does make an amazing noise. It was outstanding. What a performance it really was. That gig was special, right? There's no question about that. But when I had them in, I asked Mike Kerr and Ben Thatcher from Royal Blood about a gig that maybe didn't go quite so well. You've played some incredible shows over the last few years, gents, but I'd like to know about the worst gig you've played.
The worst gig?
I know exactly what one it is.
Do you?
The Preston.
The Preston.
The Preston, oh dear. Take us through it, Ben. Walk us through it.
It was early Royal Blood days, and we were in a venue in Preston, which the name De Preston obviously came about. But it was pretty miserable. It was raining, and we're in this little venue where...
Hang on a minute, I don't know if we can call it a venue, can we? It was more of a restaurant.
Yeah. Kebab house.
Yeah, we were interrupting people's dinner.
Oh, no.
The sound guy wasn't there. He was turning up pretty much as we played.
Right.
Out of his mind, not on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And there was about, three people that came to see us, and the rest were trying to enjoy their dinner.
The Royal Blood sound might not be the best accompaniment to garlic bread and chicken Kievs.
It might put you off your food.
Yeah. Ben Thatcher and Mike Kerr from Royal Blood, they're talking about their worst gig ever.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart. If you enjoyed that, please leave a review and tell all your friends about it. I'll be back next week with yet another edition of the Evening Show podcast here at Radio X.
Radio X.